Mam Norden, he's an okay. Then the Balchiv can come and take away that, the 500 Jews. Bezdin will do it for him. You see, that's Rashi. I mean, that's Poshet. Because here the Gemara discusses whether the general Din of Shiburi Rav Nosson applies or doesn't apply. But the general Din of Shiburi Rav Nosson means that if Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuven, so then Reuven can collect from Levi. So this halacha doesn't. But that Levi should be able to collect from Shimon, that's in the Rapashot. I mean, then we don't have to resort to Shiburi Rav Nosson. But from the Lashon Rambam it's mashma that even that night. It doesn't say that he cannot be gave from the Odin. The Balchiv cannot be gave from the Anoki. It's Liatzme. This is secure against collection. This is secure against collection. What kind of a din is that? What kind of a deen is that? I mean, from the Gemara, it appears the other way. Because the Gemara says here, V'idoch, Tanekame, how can you learn out from Hanik Taniklei? Loi v'loi nechratzme, but Hanik Taniklei is needed to tell us that loi l'bal chayvei. So the Gemara says, so be shlemi if we say like Rashi that even if we do learn out loyal balchive, it only implies that we cannot, Besdin will not take it away from the Odin. But once the Evet collected the Anoki, then the balchive of the Evet can collect from the Evet. So then we understand this, why the Gemara has to say, but according to the Rambam, that the Gzeras HaKosel for Floyd Balchevi implies much more than that, the Din of Shiburi Rav Nosson doesn't apply, but it's a special immunity, it's secure. The Hanoke payment is secure against Balchevi. Some melee, why does the Gemara have to say Be'alme Namelis Velik Amnosen? Maybe Be'alme it is it, so then the question is, so what even though it's Be'a, it's Velik Amnosen. So I mean, but here even if it's Be'alme Namelis Velik Amnosen, but Be'alme wants one Balchev collected, so his Balchev can certainly collect from him. And here, there is a loche that even after the one Balchayv, the first Balchayv, corrected, so the other Balchayv cannot correct from him. It's secure against correction. So Mimele, even if we assume that Bialmel is really Kamnosen, he still needs the posik of Leim Balchayv to tell us another halacha, that even after the Oden gave the Hanukkah to the Eved, the Balchayv cannot collect from it. So how can Tanikame learn out from Loi, Loi, V'lumicha Atzmei? After all, it is needed to advise us that the Hanukkah payment is secure against the Balchayv, the Balchayv's collection. Even if we assume that Tanikame rejects Shibri Ramnos. But here, there is a special halacha that is secure against the Balchayv. So the law is needed to advise us this halacha. How can we learn out lo v'lumichatz? So it's a kasha from this Gemara against the Rambam. So that's the kasha that they all raise against the Rambam. Now let's just finish up the Gemara up to El Man Tane Del Yalif Socher Haitane. My time is Tane Kame Doma Mecheratzme in Rabbi Meisel Shifakneinitz Miet Rachmonig Am Mechu Bezden Im Adinov Gittin Lo Yisho Lo Yisho Lo Mecheratzme Vidoch. And there, Rabbi Lezer, how does he say that even Mecheratzme is Rabbi Meisel Shifakneinitz, but doesn't the Torah say Yiltin Loi, and the Loi is superfluous? Doesn't it tend to imply Loi Mecheratzme? No, so Loi Balkoche. V'idoch, so how can the Tanakhama learn out from Loi, Loi Mecheratzme, but the Loi is needed to tell us in Balkoche? No, that Bal Kolche, we don't need a lay, because that we can learn out from Mishnes Rasochen Rei. Vidoch mech Mishnes Rasochen Afke, Ditanye, ki Mishnes Rasochen Avot Chosochen Rei Vito Biyim, Evidive Miim Velaylo, Vestal Daishu Sa Evidive Miim Velaylo, Aknema Ketiv Vimoch, Imo Vimachal, Imo Vimishte, Vomer Rabbi Yitzchok, Mikan Sherabi Meisa Lei Shifra Knainis. So we know the halacha that Rabbi Meisale Shifakneinis Bal Kolche. So from the posik of Mishnas Rasochia, some mele the loy is superfluous. So Tanikami can learn out from that loy v'loy mecheratz vidoch. So how can Rabbi Zah say the Rabbi is Mishra Kleinis? But after all, there is the law is superfluous. Vidoch, Ablaza holds, Im Yosem Ava Min Hanu Midaite, Ava Kocho Im Loi, Komash Milan. Now the Rashi. Mechimishnes Rasochanav, Gamrin Ba Kocho, Vitton Be, Koa, Deino, Vitnulei, Limute Meicheia Atzmi. Right. Now, let's see the Gios Sagro. The Goyen changes the Gios here. Vida Chahumi Boyalei, Loivoli Yershov. So the Gemara, now, according to our Gios, the Gemara refutes that. Yershov my Loi. There couldn't be such a Gios Sakosov. Such a Gios Sakosov is inconceivable. Why shouldn't the Yershov be entitled? Yoshim are entitled to any schiras. Why shouldn't they be entitled to this schiras? Yoshim, my loy, socha kai rachmoni. Ma socha plus loy, Yoshim, high plus Yoshim. El loy v'loy balchay. How does the core, how the core changes the gills? He must have had certain manuscripts. Otherwise, I mean, why should he change I mean, it's not the question of one word, you know, taking out. He changed it completely. Yeshua said, Hi, Pelosal Yeshua, fellow, take the same mechukim. All these days are to be the mechukim. V'nifal yitzad, v'idoch, trei leiksine, v'idoch, ha'un nivoy le'eloi v'oi b'alchim. So in other words, according to our Yose, so the Gemara is nitche, the Gemara rebuts the drosha of loy v'loi le'yosha. That on the contrary, it means a few years of. But according to the Gersagro, the Gemara, so the drosha of loy v'loi le'yosha remains. But loy is mentioned twice. So from one loy we learn out loy v'loi le'yosha. From the other loy, the Tanakhama learns out from the other loy, so the Tanakhama learns out loy loy mechratzme, and Reb Lezer learns out not loy loy mechratzme but loy loy balchei. But both Tanakhama and Reb Lezer agree that from one loy we learn out loy loy yeshua. So there is a basic nafkemine between our girse, which seems to be the girse of all the Rishonim. It's a little strange. I mean, the core changes the old girse. I mean, I'll soon mention why it changes the old girse. But he probably had a certain manuscript that corroborated his girse. So according to our girse, the Gemara rebuts the idrosha of loy v'loi yeshua, and on the contrary, it's loy afilu yeshua. And according to the Gersa Sagro, the Gemara does not rebut loy v'loi yeshua. So loy v'loi yeshua remains, but there's another loy that implies, according to Tanakhama, loy mechratzmei, and according to Reb Lezer, loy balchei. But as far as the first loy is concerned, so bein according to Tanakhama, bein according to Reb Lezer, it implies loy balchei. Why does the court do that? So one reason is because in the Sifri, you look it up, it's Kuf Yutes. It's paragraph Kuf Yutes in the Sifri in Parsha Rei. So there, on the loy in Parsha Rei, so the Sifri says loy v'loy yashav, loy v'loy yashav. So one possible teretz is, so there is the stira that there is a machleket between our Gemara and the Sifri. But the court didn't like this teretz, that there is a machlekes between our Gemara and the Sifri. Since the Sifri does say loy v'loy le'yashov, so maybe he changed that girse. And I think he probably had certain manuscripts that corroborated this girse. So then, because the court, you know, visited it many places in Europe to look for manuscripts. That's why, I mean, the self-declared scholars, so they have the chutzpah to say that they follow up the approach of the Gor, you know, I mean, the Gor, I mean, they also, they examine text, but before you examine different texts, you have to go through every word and every letter in Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, in this text. Then one has a right to examine other texts. But before you go through, I mean, even one blood Gemara in Shas, to examine different texts, that's ridiculous. Anyway, so that's why the Gor changes the Gersa. And he says, V'idoch trei leiksive, V'idoch harumi boyalei, loy v'loy balchei. Loy balchei. Anyway, the Malbim in Parsha Rei, he says something very remarkable. But the reason as to why, the Malbim says it's not his Chiddush. He was inspired by that. He was inspired by what the Shach says in Simen Peivov. You look it up. Siv Gimel in the Shach, in Chesh Mishpat. Simen Peivov, Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. So the Malbim says that he says he doesn't change the Gerse here. If we change the Gerse, so then there is no conflict, no machlekes between our Gemara and the Sifri. But if we don't change the Gerse, then there is a machlekes. So in other words, according to our Gemara, there is no drosha of Lurvuli Yashav. And on the contrary, it's Loya Filuli Yashav. Because why should it be distinguishable from spirits? If somebody worked for an employer and before the employer had an opportunity to pay the salary, so the employee died. Doesn't the son, the Irish, the son or the father or the brother or the first cousin, I mean, whoever is the Irish, the next of kin, isn't he entitled to collect from the employer? Of course. So he had to, that's what the Gemara says. And the Sifri holds, no, this is distinguishable from Sechiras. In Sechiras, so the next of kin is entitled. But Hanoke, the next of kin is not entitled. So the Malbim says, and that's based upon the Shach, but the Malbim says that the machlekes between our Gemara and the Sifri is on another question. The Torah was Mechayev Hanoke, that the Odin, when the Eved is Yetzel Echeyos, so has to pay him Hanoke. What's the essence of Hanoke? Is Hanoke, like, you know, we say today, we talk of severance pay, you know, severance pay. When a worker has been working for an employer, let's say, for a number of years, and then he terminates his service, so he's entitled to severance pay. So the severance pay is considered like an integral part of the salary. In other words, it's like a bonus to the salary. When he finishes working for an employer, he is entitled to a certain bonus. So Hanoke is essentially a bonus. It's a bonus of the salary. It's chiras. Or Hanoke is like zdoke. It's like zdoke. The same way as a person who has the means is obligated to give the poor person everything that he needs. So that's also zdoke. It's not part of the spheres. That's the machlekes. The Malbim says between our Gemara and the Sifri. Our Gemara says it's inconceivable, such a drosha, that loyvuli yashiv. Because is there such a din in regard to spheres? Could we conceive such a din in regard to spheres? It's inconceivable. It wouldn't make sense, has to be shown. So here too, it's inconceivable. But the Sifri holds, no, Sechira is not, because Sechira is a legal debt. It's not chesed. When you pay a worker, so it's chesed. It's a gratuity. It's his money, he worked. So you have to pay him, it's his money. If you don't pay him, you are a gazlan. If an employer doesn't pay up the salary to the worker, he's even a sixth, the Gemara says, Namkabe. The sixth, the sashi, five wabim is he. So Mele, how is it shaykh to say, money that is due to him, that is legally due to him, not by way of gratuity, of grace. It's not an act of grace. It's not a gratuitous act. It's a chayiv. It's a bonus of the, Hanoki is a bonus of the Sechira. is the bonus of the Sechus. Is the bonus of the Sechus. As a matter of fact, the Sefer HaChinuch, says, in the Mitzvah of Anoke, he says, even though the Mitzvah of Hanik Tanik Lei applies only to Neved Ivri, and Neved Ivri, is not Neig Bisman Hazeh, because they Neved Ivri Neig, El Bisman Shayil Neig, and today Bisman Hazeh, it's not really Shver or Leo in Eretz Yisrael, so Mele there is no Yevu, but from the Mitzvah of Anoke, we can learn out a certain lesson, that mitzad vosisa ayoshav ateiv, when a certain worker worked for someone for a considerable time, it doesn't mean it applies to someone who cleaned your windows, you see, one day, but somebody who has been working for you for years, and then he retires, so mitzad vosisa ayoshav ateiv, we can deduce from the mitzvah of Anoke that he should give him something, a bonus, severance pay. So we see from the Chinuch, I mean, that Hanoke is not just a gratuity. It's a bonus to the Sechus. If it had been just a gratuity, so what Shaychas does it have to a payout? Maybe the Torah was Mechayev that gratuity to an Eved, after all, because he was humiliated, you know, he had to sell himself, or Bezdin had to sell it, but what has it to do with the person, I mean, who just agreed, you know, to work for another person? So from that chinuch we see, I mean, I once was involved in a dintorah in New York, I mean, about 20 years ago, maybe 21 years ago. So there was a dintor that the Torah Mesor had with one of the workers of Torah Mesor, and he worked for Torah Mesor a number of years, and then there was a conflict, well, and then he resigned. Because of the conflict, he resigned. And he demanded severance pay. So originally it had to be decided. It was an important dintor because the one who worked for Torah Mesor was not a plain worker. I mean, he was a big expert in his field. I don't want to mention his name. So there was a dintor, and I was the dayan of the worker, and then another Rov was the Dayan of the Torah Mesor, and the Rav Henkin Zechen Livroche was the Sholish. But then Rav Henkin became very preoccupied with a certain project in Israel. He couldn't have the Torah. Then Rav Henkin suggested to them, to Torah Mesor, and that worker, that they should submit it in Torah to me. They are mikavels. I mean, even one can pass. I was very reluctant to accept it. But then Rav Henkin Zechen Livroche pressured me. He said, it's all right. You can pass. And I passed. And then in the psak, I mentioned that chinuch. Mitzad vosisa ayosha latim. But anyway, the chinuch, so from the chinuch we can see that he considers that like his curse. Severance pay, the way people talk today of severance pay. It's like a bonus, you know, to the curse after working. So the Malbim says, this is what our Gemara says, that Anoki is not a chiyuv as a gratuity, as doke. But it's part of Sechus. You owe it to him. In other words, the Odin gave to Bezdin when, let's say, 600 zoos, so there's another 500 zoos. It's part of the Sechus that he has to give to the Eved, you see. He has to give the Eved. Some may say it's inconceivable that there should be a Droshe, Loibur Yashu. I mean, could you conceive of such a aloche in regard to Skiras? So why should there be such a aloche in regard to the Anoke, which is a bonus of the Skiras? But the Sifri holds, no, it's not part of the Skiras. It's a chnine, it's a zdoke. It's like zdoke. A gratuity. Some may say, gratuity? So they have it, the gratuity. But why should his cousin be entitled to that gratuity? He didn't work as an Evet. The cousin is just a stranger. Had nothing to do with the Odin. Why should Odin pay him a gratuity? So that's why the Sifri does Darosh. This is based upon the Shach. Even though the Shach doesn't mention the Spirit in the Gemara and the Sifri, but the Malbim, you'll see the Shach in Simen Pei Vov HaChashmish Petziv Gimel, you'll see that he was inspired by that. Now, the Teisves, all right, we have to leave it here. So, Teisves, as the mentions, there are two Shinas in Teisves. One Shita in Teisves is that since the Gemara says that Tanakame, the Almin Amel is feel like Ramnosin, some melee, the Aloha is not like Ramnosin. Because here, we should pass like Anikami, not like Hablezer Shamuti, and then Hablezer is chilek not only in respect to Anoki, in respect to Rabbi Meisel Shvetlanis, and then he has a raya from certain Gemores, that in the other Machlekes in between Tanakami and Hablezer, so we do not pass like Hablezer. And then there is another Russian thesis that we do paskin like Hamnosis. Even though we do paskin because Rablezer is like Hamnosin, and we paskin like Hamnosin because there are ayes in the Gemara. And then Tesis mentions Rabbi Nisanel's pshat. We cannot go over the Tesis inside. It's very complicated. Then Tesis mentions Rabbi Nisanel's pshat. Rabbi Nisanel's pshat, that Rabbi Nisanel says, when the Gemara says, Be'alm and Amel Yisraelik Ramnosin, the Gemara doesn't mean Tanekame rejects Ramnosin's din altogether. The machloikel between Tanekame and everybody agrees with Ramnosin's din in a general way. But the extent of the application of Ramnosin. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the extent of the scope is very wide. It applies not only to our voice, but even to Schiras too. Not only if Levi borrowed $1,000 from Chimen and Chimen borrowed $1,000 from Uvein, so Bezin is Meitzi from the Nechosim of Levi and gives it to Uvein. That's true according to everybody, even according to Nekami. But Rebleza says it has application even to Schiras. It has application even to Schiras. In other words, if Shimon is the worker worked for Levi, if Shimon worked for Levi, so Levi was Shimon's employer, so Levi owes $1,000 for the wages to Shimon. And Shimon borrowed from Reuven. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the Shibur Ramnosin applies to that case. According to Nekame, it only applies to the case of Alvoy, not to the case of Schiras. So Mele will pass on to Nekame, so we limit Shibur Ramnosin only to Alvoy, not to Schiras. Now the question is against the Rambam. The Rambam paskos like Ramnosin in Pirkei Zmuchamal Levi, and he doesn't limit it to our voyage. So it's mashma, it applies even to Sechas. At the same time, he passes like the Tanikam. He passes like the Tanikam. So then the Shah, the Mishle Melech, in Peripheris Melech HaSavodim discusses it, and the Shah gives it Teretz. He gives three Terutzim. In Simen Pivov, Sivim. All right. That's all for today. Now, for tomorrow, so I would like to finish up the Gemara up to Daf Zayin Umdalev Uvishtar. But you should look up the Rambam and the Shach. And the Shach. The Simen Pivov, Siv Gim. All right.
That's it, that's it, that's it. So how do we know that this machlokes between the Nekame and the Rezer took place at the meeting, maybe took place before the meeting? I don't know. And, but then there was another pshat in Shema, and that pshat is more eragas. Shamute means he belonged to the Chabura of Bishama. Shamute from Bishama. In other words, of course, the only way is to write the seal. Kabbalah was a member of the occupation. Alright. Kabbalah Shamuti, he came back to have nerves. Ramadokhi, the Avok. So there is a Shiva Sadushayim that the Avok is not like a Moshe. Because here the Moshe says Tanakami. Is chilek and rejects the nosim thing. So the male and who agrees with the nosim thing, Kabbalah, and it seems we have to pass for like Tanakame. So the male we can pass for like the nosim. They come up. So from the beginning of this thesis, that's why there is a certain stira in this. But from the beginning of this thesis, it's mashma. That the Tamatam himself is one of those Rishonim who are midagdik that in our Halakha of Moshe, that's how it's mashmah. He says, V'eid midagdik Tamatam. Mehod amun rikam perek reinde, gabush pischim chedra psimboe, mamzera hab, omer ha-yikidim toch, ta'avkinu udnoch. In other words, the Ushpizin, guess. So Ushpizin is a guess. So was the Mamza. Now, so he had a problem. Whom will he marry? Well, he can marry a Mamzeres. He can marry a Yeres. But that will not solve his problems, because the children will have will be Mamzeres. So he had a big problem. How to cure the soul of Mamzeres in the generations? So what he said, I mean, it's a strange expression. So he says, Zilv Nei, he didn't mean that Chasishov. Zilv Nei, go and steal. So then, you will. He will sell you as an individual, and an individual can marry a Shifat Nayas. In other words, he didn't have to show me that to advise him to steal what I thought. They steal, but that was a way of saying, if you will be sold as an individual, Then you'll be allowed to marry a Shifa, and then when they have children, so they're not a boy. And then if you only the Shacharim, they are real children, and they can marry us as well. So that will cure the Psuah of Manzeres from the generation. Then the Mera says, even if he's not told us anything, because a Talmud says, there's the Gemara, turn to the Gemara of Tanakh.
Yeah.
How can we release ourselves from this? How can we? יחיל ממזר מנטר, כיצד? ממזר שנוסה שיפו, אז עוד אלה, שחררי, נמצא בן מלחם, כבלסר אלו מראי ידד ממזר. יבולו, כפתאו כמחתחיל, כמה, that ממזר is allowed to have to marry a sheep. Even though there is a nisa of the rice to marry a sheep, all you see in the shop. You see in the shop, but only in the cottage, but by Mamzer, the Nisa was in the plot, because he is the offspring of Vatius, of an elf. So the Nisa, or the Nikodim, is going to apply to Maslow. Or he had it come up. Or a Tafi doesn't say, really, Mamzer. In other words, Tafi tells us that Mamzer married the sheep one, he had children, so then they can be cured of the children there. But the Chathri is not allowed to marry a sheep. Tosh, Omru was a Taufim, the Halters are solid, with the Halters and Kings. With the Halters and Kings. Because this ain't saying it's only for the Mamzer in this hall. But it doesn't apply to the Kings. Vi amet lechathchile koma, Mamzeres namet teisib le'avde. Teisib le'avde. So, the Halters are solid, שיהיו כל מוקים שמכיר, ונראה לנו, ונעשי שיפו, ומי יחדו עליה. So, וסנקים סלוי להאטו, אם דרך מי שאולו דלי סנקימו, ובת השתר, בולס, ונוסי בסיסה. מאחר שיש מי יחדו עליה, אל מרקתר תודדת כמה, דרך התחילה, כי בידי מי יחדו עליה, ממזר הסנה מתין ספר, ותושמה, ומסתרים, אם אפילו מה זאת אומרת, אבד אם חייס, סמומר, אם כנבד, אם ממזרס, הוא אומר לי הנבד, so then the child will have the status of the mother, of the ממזרס, being ממזר, so he can be cured. תושמה, ושפסים חברת סנוולי, ממזר, the Omalei saw the guest of the will of the man. Omalei actually said to him, he had been taught the Alkino with Nacht, the woman. In other words, if I had known you before, then I would be able to clear what she did the sentence from the Psoe of Mamzer. He had been shown the Chathre Shabbat. He had been crushed, a typical group. He knew this is my key for him, she is a seashore. For we see Mashiach Ritzok, we tire of them. So we are in the middle of the Chathre Shabbat, so we know in the Shifra. Shifra, so that's what he meant. If I had known you before you got married, by the time that it's already met him, he was already married. He's already married. So he wouldn't advise him, marry another woman. He was already married, he didn't go on me. It was before the Chema Ben Gershon, but you don't give such an advice. Someone who has a wife to marry another woman. So, but if I had known you before you got married, so then I would have advised you to marry Shifa. So it's a raya that you have clearly the law of marriage. You have to have clear Shafa, you have to have it. My need is, my need. So, in Nisipoitze, the Omale Zilgnei, he is Dabimele. He's Dabimele. He meant. So we can say that it's not Lechatchile. Now, the Maskona we know is that Lechatchile, the Mamzer is allowed to marry. But from this there is no doubt, because we could say Lechatchile is not allowed to marry a sheep. But what does he really mean? He said, had I known you before, I would advise you to steal, then and you are poor, you don't have any money, so basically you sell yourself deeply, then you would be allowed to marry a sheep, so then you'll be able to cure all your generation. Okay. So bueno, sí, sí, no, porque...
Some may
Here we cannot say in our work of Rav Lezer because he's a member of the Shabbat. So as far as that Chaye is concerned, so it's a relatively weak cry. But from the time that you better lie, the Dawah is not right from Lezer in this matter. Because they have already said, bone and steel. So, but according to Rav Lezer, so even if he didn't steal, so he will not be in Kabbalah days on the days. He'll be made a satsman. He'll still be mutter initial friends. Now, what? So now, you know, yesterday I mentioned the machlokes between Rashi and the Ritvot. The Ritvot Shittim is giving over that Kabbalah says that Mecher Atzmei, Rabbi Yisrael Shtachanis, it only means that the Rabbi, the Ordin, doesn't have the source to be Yisrael Shtachanis. But the Eretz himself, can come his name is Yisrael Shtachanis. Now, if Rabbi Tam had agreed with the Shikha of the Ritvot, so then Rabbi Tam couldn't mention the prior, because you know if Shach against the Kash, why did Rabbi Tam really say, why did Rabbi Tam say, go and steal? He could have said, go and sell yourself. Go and sell yourself to whatever. You don't have to steal. You don't have to steal. So apparently Rabbi Tam agrees with Rashi that according to Kitanikame, that in other music Shabbatanis, so maybe he's also the Shabbatanis. So that, yeah, but there is no sphere between the beginning of the Tasteless and the Tasteless. But also in Porsche, S, because at the beginning he says, they do that with Rabbi Tam, so that means that Rabbi Tam belongs to the Mishani, who are Midadi, Mikam, in our Hekel Mosin, and then he says, the Rabbi Tam really appears in our Hekel Mosin. There's no touch. Rabbi Tam does not belong to the Mishani, who are Midadi, Mikam, in our Hekel Mosin. But Rabbi Tam is the reason for the Mishani that in regard to Machlokes, between Tanakame and the Lezer, as to whether we pass him, whether Mecher Atzmei is a higher Tanoki or not, so the Aloha means like Tanakame, that Mecher Atzmei is not a higher Tanoki, because the same Achoyes is in respect to Rabbi Yosef Shabbatayis, and from the Mora Chokson Yore, we can see that the Aloha is not like a Lezer, that Mecher Atzmei, so Rabbi is not Mecher Shabbatayis, because if Mecher Atzmei would Rabbi would be able to Mecher Shabbatayis, so it's really didn't have to say to him, Zil Mei, he could say, Zil Bizakimus Atzmechov, Lehe Libre, this is what Teisve says. But in Achaname, even though Rabbi Tam agrees with the Yeshmi Dalvikim, that we regard the Hanukkah, we pass like the Kamen, not like a Blazer, but still we pass like a Nurse. The Tam, the new Pierce, I have a Nurse, the Gabi Tut, the Rabbi, 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 we can't come out from the Gine. We have an amigo at one with the very same. We can't go to the Rabbi. The Rabbi can go out of the way. So, in order to be to the Miyashim, the price, in order to the Miyashim, this number, not the price, I mean, you say you should go to Kaka the Hill Abbey, Bauchi Prison, you do some and if we say, can we have a leave it? So then we have to explain this being of the Bauchi Prison, you do some on the basis of Shibir Ramos. Otherwise, Ramachman's being cannot be explained. And say, and since we pass by Ramachman's being, Some may lay, we have to say that our is like a must. We can't come back from the beginning, but we can't come back from the beginning, we can't come back from the beginning. We can't come back from the beginning. שהבאתי עם מילה סילחה סקר הפרזר לראות בגב מוצא של קליינס הוכנה ממינה מילה סילחה סקר הפרזר והיא מנהיגים גם אותם סייר אין זה ראיו יהיו בגעים עם הלוח שם ניסה אבל באחרים הלוח את הפרזר הלוח את הפרזר ואין נשם אותם בכל מיך רצנו, רב המודל של קליינס, נמי לא כזה כבוס ויהוד בנו כתוסו, זה בני רב המודל זה נוכח ונוכו לבז נקולאו כאילו רב המודל של קליינס ומה שאימא היה, תרפרזה שם הותרו סופרים סבורים, גורס רבלו זו נת רבלו יזה, חורס נסמד רבלו יזה רבלזה בבורקינס בוטרים סבורים הוא להגיע לסיעה לבלו זו היא לא זאת מסתדר אין היא לא זאת אם אין בעוד חבור על פי שמי לראות לא אומר תתורי הוא לא רק אומר תתורי הוא סיעה לקבוס סיעה לקבוס So, first thing she says, there are some machines who deduce from this in Norway, that in our hypnosis, because Morrisia says, can come down number of Israel hypnosis, and the Machlokes between can come in and progress there, so we cannot pass for any progress. So then when we come in, we say no, when we come in, we say no, that we can't pass like a breath. And what the Raya is a contamination is. So he says, no, that's no right. That's no right. That's no right. And maybe it's not halacha like the Reza and the Machlokes in connection with Rabbi Yisrael of Nines, but in connection with Mich Ratzni, whether it's entitled Panot or not, it's separate Machlokes, we do pass more of that. And then he says, maybe the halacha is like a Reza and everything, even in regard to the case, to the question whether Mich Ratzni is Rabbi Yisrael Shevet Nines, and the business violence in Rory says he had made because he wanted to give him to mention something is already put out. Anyway, I mean, as the Rifa points out, it's more than being Hasishov that puts in Rory advised him to steal Hasishov. So in other words, he said it. He expressed himself in a certain way. If you will steal and you'll be sold as an elect, of course I'm not advising you to steal. But if you steal, then you will be sold with an event. So then I will be put on, you will be allowed to marry Shvetnayis. But according to the Rezal, you will be allowed to marry Shvetnayis anyway. Anyway, so in final analysis, the Ramatam and the Ri, Achil, have the issue that and they say that the halacha is like a Moshe. The halacha is like a nosen, and the halacha is like a reza, and it's not shamute because it's chavalozo, not chavalozo. Or the Rabbi Nisanel Miforesh, he Rabbi Nisanel also agrees with Rabbi Tam and the Rebbe that the halacha is like a nosen. The halacha is like a nosen. But where is Rabbi Tam and the Rebbe say the halacha is like a nosen? Because we pass like Rabbi Lezer with Michel Ratzne. He's entitled to an okay. Michel Ratzne. He's entitled to an okay. So Rabbi Nisan says, we pass like a nosen, but we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, that Michel Ratzne is entitled to an okay. So Michel Ratzne is not entitled to an okay. So, in other words, so we pass by the Kamei, but how can we pass by the Nosin and pass by the Kamei when the Gemara says when Noah says that when Noah says the only name we still recognize, the Noah doesn't mean that Tanikame rejects the Muslim thing altogether. He doesn't reject it altogether, but he limits it to our body. He doesn't apply it to spheres. In other words, Tanikame holds like a Muslim in the case where Levi owes $10,000 and Shimon owes $20,000. So basically, doesn't have to make two kriyas. First, basically, you collect from Levi $1,000 and give it to Shimon, and then basically, you collect from Shimon and give it to, no, basically, can directly collect the $1,000 from the chosim of Levi and give it directly to Levi. In case where of our verb, where Levi borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Levi. But suppose Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Levi and from Levi and Levi didn't borrow from Shimon $1,000. He didn't borrow. But Levi employed Shimon to work for him, and Levi became indebted to Shimon because of the services rendered by Shimon. For Levi, he became indebted for $1,000. So then, according to Tanakame, we don't say. We basically collect from here in Chosov of Levi, the employer, the Balabais, and collect $1,000 and give it to Levi, who then chin $1,000. In other words, they call Tanakame, the Shikunta Muslim applies to our voice, but doesn't apply to a case of Sfiras. Whereas the Lezer holds that it applies to spheres only. Same Haname. So we pass the like Tanikame, we pass the like Muslim in the case of Havos, but not in the case of spheres. And here, every people is like spheres. So without the Posit, we couldn't apply to the Ramos. Having some forage, they can be new grounds, they can be the organ forage. The organ forage of the wheel, a little bit there, a little bit here. If we fill down the canvas and the short spirits, should it seem as ever is not there, or so lady after, purish and we shall not go down here. We need to often come down and out of purish resources, we can only come יש לי תורה בגופי, אבל במלכי כולם מוצאים רמוס, כי פרשתי. So, we have in this case this, three differences. The shikya of the wish is that which will become in a whole heck of us. So, they explain the more simply, the pshute, the brown and amal is really the Ramos, the Tanikame, of Rabbezea rejects Rabbezea's din altogether. And since in the Machloke between Tanikame and Rabbezea, so we have to pass on like Tanikame, so maybe we have to reject Rabbezea's din, because Tanikame do not agree with Rabbezea's din altogether. That's one issue. But most ashamed that the halacha is like Rabbezea. So then, they say the halacha is like this. But Tanikame here, we still come listen, say the Hanami, the halacha is not like Tanikame. The halacha is like Hamlet. And then Rabbi Samuel says that we pass on like Hamlet, and we pass on like Tanikame, not like Hamlet. But how can we be exactly sure to pray? What I say is, and come down and analyze the story of the person. It's Salmo says, the only number doesn't mean the only that they reject and come and reject Salmo says. He limits it to our voice, but not, he doesn't apply it to spirits. He rejects the Muslims being in the case of spirits. So they were here in the degrees like spirits. So without the special justification, it's not subject, Hanukkah is not subject to Shibri Ramos. And whereas of Isaiah, he applies Shibri Ramos even to spirits, and maybe he has to resolve the special justification that Hanukkah is not subject to Shibri Ramos. But we pass like Hanukkah, not like Hanukkah, maybe we accept Ramos's view, but we look at it always, not to spirits. These are the visions. Now, then there are two motions. The Shikha of the Rashbo and the Shikha of the Rifo. The Shikha of the Rifo is very, very, very small. The Shikha of the Rashbo involves the Rifo. But that's the Shikha. He says, the Rashbo says, something very strange. The Ten Chananim. Ten Chananim. The three Paschalites. Because there are many guys from the Gemara that the Halacha is like that. There are many guys. When the Gemara says, here, can come down and I'm with the Spirit and listen, the Gemara doesn't mean that a person couldn't agree with that. You know, it only says that after the music that I'm coming down the memory circles, but in a chanome, you could harmonize and come as demon chanosity and come down the circles, but the person could feel like that come. Why? Because, in other words, the person says there is our. There is a way of Nosan Rash Roshim way that he claimed he owes $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon owes $1,000 to Hudin. So then this is made to come later and give $1,000 to Hudin. So maybe the Rabnosan could have been in Tanakam. Could agree with the Tanakame. But then you ask, how could he agree with the Tanakame? How could he agree with the Tanakame? So, the Tanakame learns out from the Hanukkah club that Lohi, but Chabnosin, since Chabnosin says, there is a halacha of Minos Lash Roshim Lay, so maybe we need the Pasuk of Lay to advise us Lo Yirin Bal Chayrei. The answer is, Rav Nosson holds that if it's a question whether to darshi Lo Yirin Bal or Lo Yirin Bal Chayrei, so it's preferable to darshi Lo Yirin Bal Chayrei. So that's a halacha in connection with the delivery. Instead of applying it, the drosha of Lo Yirin Bal Chayrei, which will be something in regard to another party, a halacha in regard to another party. So the Gemara could have said, Tanakame, when the Gemara said, when the Gemara said, Vida, so the Gemara could have said, the Gemara said, that Vida, that it can be holds, that it's better to dash, it's preferable to deduce from where the drosha of living in the Rasme instead of living the Lord Mubachet. And the Reza holds, no, that it's preferable to the Jews that Rosh Hashanah will be able to make a neighbor in the house. So Mashmur is there, she can deny. But Gemara, instead of saying Mashmur is there, she can deny, the Gemara says Harosh. So it's very strange. So, Mika Chosina Seika. I mean, he, according to the Rashba, the Gemara is really giving two things. One is, the leader, beyond the Amir Yisrael, I must say, and then in other parts, that Mashmur is there tonight. But the Gemara doesn't mention it. So why doesn't the Gemara mention it? It's very strange. But this is what the Rashba says. Now, the third Rashba, see, this is Mashmur. That's what I was Now, the Hashbun does say, in the name of Hamutam, that Allah is not like Hamas. What I said in the thesis, but not in the Hashbun. Now, the Hashbun doesn't say, to Hamutam very, saving the Allah is Hamas. Tesis says, to Ramatam the new peer should Allah have mercy. But the Rashba only says later that the new peer should Allah have mercy. So the Rashba is okay. But Tesis says that Ramatam the new peer should Allah have mercy. So that's why I said in Tesis that when Tesis says, wait, we can't get Ramatam. He doesn't mean with Ramatam belongs to the Bishayim who are Midanik in Mikam, the Allah has mercy. Rabbi Tam only mentions a raya that the aloha is not like a blessing. But not that the aloha is not like a mosque. But the Hashbot says, in the name of Rabbi Tam, that Rabbi Tam says that aloha is not like a mosque. But that's not it. Oh, you go down and I'm going to say, we come to the Amtam, we are so good to the to the rest of the Kita, we are born, we come from the Khatman Koi, when I'm Krabon, sir, Kod Yoch Rabbi, we have a Shabuti, we have a Kamo Manki Toy, the one of the Hede, can you say Kanosin, that we are so good to the Kanosin, the Rizo King that happens, where it says, he says, we have a Tam, the Rikosu, the Allah is Kamosin, the Rashba says, will be Zoki Kosa, not Hamadam. So you see, there is a machoket between Tesis and the Rashba, one sheet of Hamadam. That's interesting. Dagaram, there is Rizoki that's out of the Dagaram, you go to Manos, you go to Manos, Kaposi Abdino, you mentioned Ramosin Dainu, you know his name from the Dine. We have a number of circles of Kavlozer and the Haraz, which are mentioned. Nine, Holland, the Red Eye, the whole Had the Had, Mikri, that an absolute Eiffel, who the Rich has formed that same office, when the Lord's own, the Red Eye, the Red Eye, the Kamo Man of the Toy, the Shuji, the Red Eye, the Red Eye, the Red Eye, the Rajpos, which is very strange. The Efshalomia, the Rabnos, Mami, Sledan, the Kirabo, we don't know the way to the Ratsley, the way to the National Bauchelbe. We should be stopped by Koyuk at the Ebbe to my little Ebbe. Koyuk at the Ebbe to my little Bauchelbe. Beat me up. The work of the person of the Blazer, El Mashmu is there, she. In other words, the Machlekes between the Blossom and between Tanakame and the Blazer, between the Blossom and the Blazer, Tanakame and the Blazer, is how to apply the pasuk of word. So according to Rav Nosson, so we deduce from learning. We learn to learn with our snake and not learn at all, okay? I'm gonna break it out. We also means we from Moses need. So we deduce learning to learn all the way. Rather than learning to learn with our snake. That's not good. So why wouldn't we not say that? Instead of being terrible to Mashmoy is there. So why do you want to say it? So that Gemara doesn't say it. Gemara only says one talent. And the other talent, which is Nika talent, Gemara doesn't even say all of that. Let's turn to it. Now, before looking to the Rikva, we have to see the Shizam. The information of Shizam. You see that Rambam is also held in the Rikva. He says, Mechiratzmi also Mishipatna. So most of the Shemim are held in the Rikva. Rabbi, Mechiratzmi Ninkalakum Mohu Bezdi in Ninkalakum Yisrael. Shnazi Mohlo Achichon Bezdi Melchim Yisrael Chok. Mechiratzmi Mohu Sheish Yisrael Sheish Mohu Bezdi Yisrael Sheish. So, does the Rambam pass like a brother in the Yavan or no? So the Rambam certainly does not agree with the Shita of the Din that the Halacha is like a brother that Mecher Atzme is in Manitam. But the Rambam explicitly says that the Halacha is like a Kame, that Mecher Atzme is in Manitam. Now, so then, we should reject the Aum, the Shita of the Muslim. Rambam Perek Beis, Yerushalmi, the Rambam says Reuven should have hired Rishim Meir. So Reuven borrowed from Shimon 100 Jews. The Levi hired Reuven Meir. Meitzim Levi beis Shimon. That's a nothing to do. It's a nothing to do. So it passes like a nothing. Now, does he say Reuven shall love Mishim Meir? The Levi love Reuven Meir. Mitzim Levi the noise in Mishim Meir. Did the Rambam use that Lashon Lavo in both Chiddush? So then you could say he agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Nissan. But the Rambam doesn't say Lavo. He says Chayot. Doesn't make any difference how it's Chayot. Whether it's Chayot because of our boy or it's Chayot because he worked, he went there, because he employed someone. Somebody rendered services to him. So in other words, so he doesn't limit the Shibun Ramos Nalohe to our voice. It applies to Sferoskir because he says, Chayot. So then, he couldn't mention, the Rambam couldn't mention the Aloche of Loiduri Vahayel, but the Rambam does mention the Aloche of Loiduri. Now turn to Peri Gimel, Yilchas Avodim, Aloche is what? Peri Gimel, Yilchas Avodim, Aloche is what? ובורח וכל הבוילים כשוקדי יחדויות רחלוס ונחי ואני כשני עושות חנית. All right, that's not the years. Then, אמא כנבודו לעצמי, בין מלכי דו בימנו. בין מלכי דו בימנו. בין מלכי דו בימנו. ואז כמובריה וכן מציוסו אלו אבי. All right, but the important thing is, אמא כנבודו לעצמי, בין מלכי דו בימנו. This is a kasha. How is the Rambam Mizrachi story to pray? On one hand, he passed things like an ikamet, not like a person. And then he also implies that Rabnosen's din has general application, has a very wide scope. It applies not only to our ways, it applies to spheres as well. In other words, it doesn't accept Rabban Sarod Shik, who limits it to our voice, not to spheres. And then he passes Rav Lezer's din of Loi Bilo Bal Chayle. There's the Kasha in the Rambam. So there is a long Mishnah in Allah, very long Mishnah. Now let's see what the Rambam says. And that's one of the Terutzim by the Shah, seen before by the Rambam, where the Shah gives three tools. But this, I mean, this text is a very good term. Right, now let's see. But the ritual himself. Now turn to the ritual. Little Bahay. And then something else we should remember. I mentioned yesterday, the Roshna Rambam is So it's mashma, you see. Where is Rashi says, that Beis Din will not collect from the oven and give, let's say, the anoke is $500. So Beis Din will not collect $500 from the oven and give it to the Eved Balchei. But once the Eved got the anoke, then Beis Din will take it from him and give it to his Balchei. But the Rambam's question is that even after the anoke was given to the Eved, the Balchei can still not collect from it. Anoke will give you the Atzmei Balchei to him. In other words, it is secure, it's a special halacha. It is secure against collection by Balchei. But that's difficult. So if so, why would Mora say, how can Mora say, Bitani Kamel Daum Namu is Fiori Kiram Nosen? some male, he can't give the drosha with the balchid, because without the drosha, the balchid couldn't collect it. But without the drosha, the balchid couldn't collect it from the oil. But after it was collected from the woman by the heavy, the balchid could collect it. And here the drosha comes to tell us that even after the heavy collected it from the woman, the balchid cannot take it, cannot collect it from the heavy. So Alfred knows mashma not like them. It's not a kashi. Alright, now let's see. The little candidate. Little about him. Oh, yes. The mysterious Dalmu Kamosun also made the app. The ego by Nathan Kamel. The Alphaname is a way Kamosun. The Kashiwa. So that's the difficult part in the Rajos, because the Torah doesn't accept the terms. People in our peace, you're down to come Muslim. Oh, how did you feel like when you feel like when you pray? Then you're down to come Muslim. You're down to come Muslim. You're down to come Muslim. So in other words, the reason is why the Torah doesn't say it. And Kame agrees with the Rajosism. And that's exactly the reason as to why he doesn't ask for any Balchidi, because of Shidur Ramosim. because the Gemara assumes, that if it's a question of using Noble Balchidi, which introduces another party here, so, or Lori, the Lori, Mikhratzme. So then, in other words, in the contrary, if it's a question of applying the wash of Lori Balchidi, which does not involve Mikhratzme, but just the whole person, applying the drosha of the Lord, which does involve introduce another party, so it's better to apply the drosha of Lord, which does not introduce another party bound to faith, rather than the drosha of Lord, which does introduce another party. So, Vitamina is really bound to come to the So common schneiers and prices, the dollar is made by Kamos. So how can we say that what is not by Kamos? So all these prices and these schneiers will be shalom yepreset. Vanochen, the badai kainu och et rabono, the kainu och et rabosen, the hoti amun och et rabono, the
heilige Rafadune, wie der Sogaritan, Kamila und Socher Socher, wie Nistrich Leuen, Mutemich Arzne, nur in Dorisch Leuen und Wald.